Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Joe Pott back in on the Graybar Sports Open line in for Matt Pauly tonight and tomorrow as he gets some time off here at the end of the calendar year. We are also coming down to the end of the regular season in the NFL, of course, and I'm pleased to be joined now by Pat Daugherty of NBC Sports. He covers the NFL, a lot of fantasy news for NBC Sports as well. Pat, Joe Pott with you, and we have not had a chance to do this before, so first off, thank you, and I hope the holiday season's been good to you so far.
It has. It got better today. I'm a Mizzou alum, and it felt like a surprisingly low-key Mizzou bowl to me. You know, even though we beat Ohio State last year, like I felt like we hadn't won a bowl in like 20 years, and like this, there was just very little shenanigans the second half. So you're finding a more relaxed version of me. You might have found if we had lost.
I have no idea if you managed to catch my opening kind of segment here, but I was talking about the fact that this, you know, regardless of where you thought maybe this Mizzou team was going to be going into this year, this is a great way to finish out this year, in my opinion.
It is, except for the only thing I'll be going over the counterfactuals probably the rest of my life. You know, one different play against South Carolina.
Right.
We won a lot of games. I keep saying we. Mizzou won a lot of games.
You're good. Yeah, you're we. Your degree says you are we.
Yeah, I can be we with Mizzou. It's the one team I can be we with. But yeah, I'll be going over the counterfactuals, especially one or two plays against South Carolina. But yeah, happy to at least end the season this way, as opposed to, you know, a very Mizzou way, and like, thank no one got hurt, nothing crazy happened.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I was saying last week doing this, it's really tough that those two blowout wins, and then it's that a game you played pretty well against South Carolina, but ultimately it's that third win that you can't absorb.
It was the South Carolina game too. It came after a couple of games we should not have won, especially the Auburn game.
Yep.
In my mind, the Oklahoma game maybe, where they were beginning to feel like a team of destiny. And Mizzou maybe will never be a team of destiny, but at least we were not a team of utter embarrassment this year.
That is true. Well, Pat Daugherty, we got you on to talk some NFL, so let's do that. Week 17 finishing up tonight, Monday Night Football with Detroit and San Francisco. Not much really that is going to affect, and that's kind of the way that Week 18 is going to play out because of everything that happened in Week 17, with the exception of a few folks that are still looking at that last playoff spot.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that, like, tonight's game losing luster is kind of emblematic of Week 18 in general, where there's just not a lot on the line. And there's a lot of seeding. There's going to be teams in the NFC that want to avoid the loser of Vikings-Lions. So there'll be some jockeying. But, you know, the teams that are on the bubble, like, need, like, two or three different things to happen. And there's just not a lot of drama. And it's pretty disappointing. You know, tonight, NFC Championship game rematch, the Lions, who don't have their seed locked up, and yet tonight somehow just doesn't even matter. The Lions are the kind of team I think are going to still give us a good game. They don't want to let off the gas heading into their most important game of the season. So I think they will go all out tonight. But yeah, other than Vikings and Lions, which was one of the biggest regular season games in recent memory, there's just disappointingly little at stake in Week 18. That even includes, like, the records front.
Right.
You know, Saquon Barkley, you know, listen, 17 games versus 16 for Eric Dickerson. But if the Eagles had anything to play for, we'd see a guy making a run at the regular season rushing record. The Eagles locked into the number two seed. I don't think there's any way they're going to let him pursue that. And just very, very low-key Week 18.
Yeah, and you really can't, right? Like, I mean, I read what you wrote earlier today, and you were talking about maybe gets a little bit of time on the first, but it's mostly just to make sure he doesn't get an entire week off, stay fresh. But there's no way that he goes after that. It's still 100-something yards away, right, from Dickerson?
He's 101 from setting the record, 100 behind Eric. And, yeah, I mean, maybe he's gashing. You know, this is the classic, a classic meme narrative in fantasy football is the revenge game. And he ran wild against the Giants the first time they played this year. And maybe if they're just clearing enormous holes, they'll let him make at least a first half run at the record. But it just seems unlikely, because even if they let Saquon play, I'm sure some other key players will be out. And it seems like the record-setting environment won't even be there, even if he played. And I think, too, they're just going to kind of quit while they're ahead. But you make it through 16 games with your running back, you're not only being healthy, but maybe as healthy as Saquon Barkley has ever been, a guy who's known for his injuries. I do not think they're going to tempt fate, even as tempting as it might be to pursue the record.
Yeah, that's a fair point. When it comes to the AFC, it just feels like we are destined for another Kansas City Buffalo finish to the AFC.
It does. It really does feel inevitable. Especially, it's weird to say with the Chiefs being 15-1, this kind of feels like the most vulnerable they've been maybe during this entire run, maybe even including last year. Maybe I'm one of those people who grading the Chiefs a little too harshly, like, oh, they're not winning with enough style. Where clearly they just know how to win. But yeah, it just seems like it was a great year for the Chiefs, who are to have that bye and to have home field advantage, because I think they probably will be better in the following years. So it's pretty crazy, like maybe like your reset year to be 15-1, but this feels like this is not a complete version of the Chiefs where maybe they need a little help. It's scary to think of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid having help. But they got it with having the bye, having home field advantage, and yeah, not to go down like narrative street and like sports psychology street, but this seems like they're in the Ravens and the Bills' head. And whereas maybe going on the road, they went on the road last year, of course, and won both those places anyway. It just seemed like a year where they needed that boost, the Chiefs, and they've got it.
Pat Daugherty, is Josh Allen your NFL MVP this year?
He was for a while, but I think the Lamar Jackson, not to base it only on stats, because it's not just about stats.
Sure. Where,
Lamar's case, to me, has just become overwhelming. I mean, like, we're just seeing, like, bonkers statistics. Like, bonkers, just not just compiling, but efficiency. And I've seen several people make, the valid point that, you know, if Lamar wins this MVP, he'll have 3 to Josh Allen 0. And everyone knows, like, if you're talking fairness, like, it's not a case where Lamar, quote, deserves 3 MVPs while Josh has none. We know they're neck and neck in terms of, like, their value, in terms of, you know, their statistical compiling. You could make many valid arguments. Josh Allen is better than Lamar, but the statistical case is just – it's just overwhelming. I mean, Lamar is having another historic season where it's just very rare to see a player this efficient, but also, like, this much of a box score stuffer. And I just don't know if Josh Allen can really catch up on that. I think he will get votes, almost like lifetime achievement votes. Not that he's not having an amazing season. He is. But I think if you're basing it solely on the stats, Lamar has pulled away. And it's not like the Bills are having that much better of a season than the Ravens. And I think I'm actually not a betting man, but if I were a betting man, I do think we're going to see Lamar take home his third. And this kind of the way things have shaken out for Josh, there's no poetic justice in Lamar having 3 and him having none, but I do think Lamar deserves it this year.
And it feels almost like it's season long for Lamar Jackson, as opposed to, man, we've seen some crazy good games from Josh Allen, but when you look at the full season, full body of work, that's maybe where the edge goes, right?
It does, and he's kind of done it every which way too this year, and again, this is not like a slight on Josh Allen, but Lamar has grinded out some games. I mean, he's had some games where, you know, he's just gone like supernova, basically, just posting truly bonkers box scores. But he's really been grinding out wins lately, where the defense hasn't been great. It's been the kind of year where he's needed to be perfect, where he's needed to honestly have his best season. And they were kind of on the brink midseason. They couldn't stop anybody. Even the run game had waned a little bit. They seemed like they're running low on weapons. And he just did the classic. He put the team on his back. Not that we haven't seen this from him before, but it's just been so impressive what Lamar Jackson's been doing this year.
So as we get into Week 18, but then ultimately into the playoffs, what is it that you're looking most forward to? Is there a matchup that you want to see or expect to see? What's kind of top of mind as we get there in the next couple of weeks?
It is the Chiefs. I guess it's kind of always the Chiefs at this point. But I thought last year, like the 49ers, to me, it felt like the 49ers were at some people thought, you know, the 49ers were maybe entering a window. Windows are always shorter than they appear in the NFL. And I just thought the 49ers had to have that game against the Chiefs. They had really good injury luck last year, the 49ers. They had, you know, their salary cap situation was great. They had to have that game. They didn't get it. And they did fall off this year. And the Bills and the Ravens, I don't think they're quite in the same situation the 49ers were last year. Since Lamar and Josh Allen are such transcendent talents, still in their primes. But again, it sounds funny to say that the 15-1, the Chiefs are vulnerable. But if the Ravens or the Bills don't knock off the Chiefs this year, it's just kind of hard to see when it's going to happen. And one of those teams just has to break through this year. And if they don't, I mean, we could be looking at like a truly, we're already on a historic run from Kansas City. We could be looking at something like getting like beyond anything we've ever seen in terms of NFL dynasty. If the Bills or Ravens cannot stop the Chiefs this year, that's my number one. I would love the Lions, who I think did look like the best, most complete team in the NFL this year, more so than even the Chiefs. They've taken on so much injury water, though. They have to win this game. They desperately need the bye. Not just for rest purposes, but they're a really vulnerable team. They need to only win two games. Winning three, I think, is going to be harder for them. They need to be at home. I thought that if like injuries were turned off this year, the Lions are the best team. I think they're at the point, though, with their injuries, they need more help this year.
Ironic that you say that, as with the TV in the studio here, it's got Monday Night Football on there. They're listing the injuries that Detroit has racked up this year.
If you're a graphics designer, you were making a lot of money on Lions injury graphics. I don't know. We say this about a team or two every year, but I don't know if I've ever seen anything like the Lions injury situation. And for a while, too, it had been only contained to the defense, where they could at least maybe construct the case, all right, the defense is super banged up. We're just going to win shootouts every week. We're going to try to blow people out of the building. Or now even David Montgomery's out. He could come back. They at least thankfully have Jahmyr Gibbs, one of the best overall running backs in the NFL. But they had, I used the phrase team of destiny earlier, the Lions had that feel until these injuries set in. And I just think, I'm worried that's going to be too much to overcome for them.
Pat Daugherty, this has been great. I really appreciate you doing this. I know the holidays, there are commitments left and right, and you've got family and friends and everybody else to see. But we appreciate you taking a few minutes tonight, and look forward to doing it again down the road.
Now, KMOX is someone I always make time for. As a St. Louis native, still current, a greater St. Louis resident, I should say. I live in St. Charles.
Hey, that's all right.
I won't try to stolen no. St. Louis valor, but I will always make time for KMOX. Truly my pleasure.
All accounts, that is for sure. At RotoPat is where you can find him on X, and we appreciate him taking some time tonight. Pat Daugherty from NBC Sports talking some NFL with us tonight here on the Graybar Sports Open Line. We'll keep things moving here. We're going to get to Daniel Esteve coming up on the other side of the break. He just finished doing the sports, too. He's just going to do the sports there and come and talk some Mizzou football, among other things, with us here on Sports Open Line. Joe Pott sitting in for Matt Pauly tonight and tomorrow night, chatting some sports with you. Glad you are with us on this, what is now a rainy Monday night. I'm sick of the rain. I've had enough of it at this point. We're coming back with Daniel Esteve. Here's the Graybar Sports Open Line continues on KMOX.